This weekend for this engaged encounter has kind of been like the very beginning of the gospel, where it said all the people started coming to him and he sat down and taught them. It's my hope that this weekend you've understood that it really hasn't been myself or the couples teaching you, but rather Christ speaking in your heart, telling you that He is going to be with you, going to be here to help you. Because as we heard in the very first reading, He says, "Remember not the events of the past, the things of long ago consider not. See, I am doing something new." This something new is to bring you couples together in the sacrament of marriage. He wants to give you a whole new life. Your whole life of being single will be over. The idea of thinking of me first is finished. It's now we, something new, being established right now within your hearts, and is going to be confirmed, it's going to be strengthened through the very grace of the sacraments of marriage that you will receive. Because God now has a new path for you, a path in which you will walk together with Him accompanying you. I hope you've realized this very weekend how close the Lord wants to be with you in your marriage. How He wants to help you at every step. And the thing is in this, is that we're going to make mistakes. We're going to fall from time to time. But how amazing it is to hear in the very gospel that there is not a sin that is greater than God's mercy. Anything and everything can be forgiven like that by the power of God's mercy. As long as we're willing to walk in that new path of Jesus Himself, who is the way, the truth, and the life. For that's why He tells the woman, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore." That's the new path. To walk in the light of virtue, of grace. To walk hand in hand with Jesus Himself, together as husband and wife. The new path you will begin on your wedding day. That path that is meant to be walked to the very gates of heaven. That's why St. Paul says, "But now, straining forward to what lies ahead, I continue my pursuit towards the goal." St. Paul was given a new beginning. He himself had been going around killing Christians. But when he interacted, when he encountered the risen Lord and received His forgiveness, he began a new path. A path in bringing people closer to Christ. The Lord has a new path for you. And how joyful I am to see you couples being willing to interact with the Lord, to allow Him to touch your heart, to walk with you in this new path of the sacrament of marriage. May you continue to persevere and come to the ultimate goal, that each and every single day you will grow in greater love for each other, and that together you will become saints. I said those were my two goals at the very beginning of this engaged encounter. But actually, I stole them. They're the goals of Jesus. That's what He wants for you. That you grow in greater love for each other each day, and that you become saints to be with Him forever in heaven. May we walk that path. May we be one with Jesus every day of our life and forever in heaven. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.